Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's 9:49, and in for Dave Dickey this morning, I'm Tom Rogers with the opening commodity market report on AM 580. Here are how the prices opened about 20 minutes ago on the boards of trade. Kansas City wheat opened this morning at 9:40 a bushel. That was up one. September opened at 9:55, up two. Minneapolis spring wheat for July opened up 20 this morning at 11:10 a bushel. On the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 9.01, up 2¾ cents. September, 9.21, up 4¾. And the December wheat contract opened at 9.44, up 5½ cents. In the corn pit in Chicago, the July nearby contract opened at 7.44, up $0.03. September, 7.59, up 2½ cents. December corn, 7.77, up 1. March for next year, 7.91 a bushel, up 1. May corn, 7.96, that was unchanged on the open. July corn opened at 7.98 for next year, up 2¾ cents. And Dease corn for 09 opened at 6.80 a bushel, down a half penny. In the bean complex, July nearby beans opened at 15.58. That was unchanged on the day so far today, on the open. August opened down 4¾ cents at 15.58 a bushel. November, 15.50, down 3. January, 15.60, down 6¼ cents. March beans opened at 15.62, down 5¾. And the May at 15.60, down 2½ cents. August, or July rather, bean meal opened at 4.16.50, up 1.50. And August meal opened at 4.14.50, up 50. July soybean oil opened at 65.85, up 5 cents, and the August opened at 65.90, up 75. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, June live cattle opened at 95.97.5 a hundredweight, down 35. August, 103.40, down 20. October, 111 even, down 22.5. December live cattle, 112.80, down 15. August feeder cattle opened at 110 even, down 32.5. September, 112.15, down 47.5. October, 112.80, down 37.5. And November feeders opened at 112.92.5, down 57.5. Over to the hogs, the June lean hog contract, July lean hogs rather, opened at 75.05, up 42.5. August at 76.30 on the open, up 15. October, 75.15, up 17.5. And December hogs, 77.50, up 30. July pork bellies opened at 72.75, up a nickel. August opened at 74 even, up 55.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Looking at outside markets at the moment, the July crude oil contract is up 19 cents a barrel now at 134.20. And the metals, July silver is at 17.37 an ounce, up almost 30 cents. The August gold contract is up 2.30 at 8.89.20. The U.S. dollar index is at 73.62. That's up about 9. The CRB index up 169 at 452.87. Looking at the stock numbers, the Dow is down 126 points now, about a percentage point at 12,035. The NASDAQ is down 31 points, about a percentage and a quarter, now a percent at 1.3% down, 32 points down at 24.26. The S&P is down 15 points at 13.35. Current trade on the Chicago Board of Trade, wheat is down between 9.5 and 10¼ cents at the moment, though the KC wheat is up in the 1 to 3 cent range. Corn is down 2 cents on the March deferred contract to 9 cents on the September contract. And the soybeans are down between 17 and 20 cents a bushel. Joining us now to look at the markets on this Wednesday is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Hi, Paul.
Hi. Good morning, Tom. Beautiful morning here in the Midwest.
It certainly is. And let's hope that they can make some good headway keeping those floodwaters down out in the west part of Illinois. Downward turn after the open and both the, across the board in Chicago.
Yeah, profit-taking. We know that... The market is extremely overbought technically in all major pits. And one of the reasons the market was so very strong yesterday was this instant cameras on the levees on the Mississippi River and the flooding, and every time a levee would go, the instant cam would go on the financial news works and Fox and CNN, and they would see these tremendous large fields flooded, and it did have a very definite market influence and market impact. Also, Washington is they see the same cameras as in pictures on television and hear the same stories on radio as the commodity traders. And, of course, Washington is working overtime in two areas. One, about possible CRP issues at the Department of Agriculture, and then also in Congress with the issue of legislating commodity funds and retirement funds and investing in commodity funds. And there is talk about limiting that. And, of course, 10:30 today, the president is going to make a statement on the possibility of allowing and encouraging Congress to pass legislation to allow drilling, offshore drilling. And these are a lot of things for the market to digest. And we are hearing reports, Tom. Another factor is a lot of replanting. The cornfields probably going to soybeans in southern Illinois, some milos being planted. So it's Operation Replant in full scale in the Midwest.
So even with the you think the flooding may have been, you know, the reaction to flooding may have been an overreaction, but even the, you know, the continued worries about planting and water woes before the major flooding along the rivers may have been an overreaction as well with the downward trend right now.
Well,
it could be
factored in, and then at the same time, what acreage base were we looking at, and how many acres are flooded, and what kind of yield losses are we looking at in the Midwest? And nobody's really arguing about the area of maybe 4 million acres possibly flooded, but the acreage base and the yield per acre, and the crop is greening up to some extent. We do know it's overbought, and the other thing that we're picking up is that the wheat crop, the wheat harvesting that's being done, the yields are excellent, and that's also a market factor, and the weather forecast for wheat harvest is good to excellent. The one area of the world that we still have to watch very carefully is maybe one-third of Australia's wheat-producing area. They need some rain. But as a result, the world wheat crop is good, and it could even be termed as a bin buster when it's all said and done.
Any new news on Argentina that's moving?
Well, there is a wire story that said that the farmers have basically asked for Congress in Argentina to basically give up a pass or fail on the tax on the increased taxes on export taxes. And as I understand it, the president, Ferdinand, is going to play that card. So the farmers are basically pulling the trucks off of blockades and actually lobbying Congress in Argentina to make that decision. Mm-hmm. And their hopes that it'll be a little harder to get past than what Cristina Ferdinand is basically lobbying for.
Anything else to add on this Wednesday?
Well, we hope the farmers get some wonderful weather to get these soybeans replanted, and it's an exciting market. We do think the trading ranges are going to be quite wild and wide today.
Yeah, it looks like the forecast is moderately promising, I suppose.
That's right.
All right. Thanks for your time, Paul.
Have a nice day, Tom.
You too. Paul Cooley is with ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Let's take a look at some of the current tick right now. In Kansas City, starting off with July wheat, it's down 2.5 cents a bushel now at 936.5, sort of following the rest of the board after being up early. September wheat down 4 now at 949 in Kansas City. The July wheat contract in Chicago down 2.25 cents a bushel at 896. September at 913, down 3.25. Dease wheat at 932, down 7.5 cents. July corn right now down 5.25 cents at 737 on that profit taking, as Paul alluded to earlier. September, 750.5, down 6. December corn, 771, down 5. March corn, 784, down 6. In the bean pit, soybeans for July are at 1546 a bushel, down 12 cents. The August down 17.75 at 1545. November beans down 17 at 1536. July soybean meal is down 1 even right now at 414. Bean oil for July at 64.85, down 95. Quick look at the Merck sees the June live cattle contract at 95.70, down 62.5. August feeders right now are at 110.15, down 17.5 cents a hundredweight. And July lean hogs are at 74.60, down 2.5. Pork bellies for July, 72 even, down 72.5. Checking the outside markets again quickly, July crude oil in New York is down, or up, rather, up 24 cents a barrel at 134.25. And on Wall Street, the Dow Industrials are now down 124, about a percentage point at 12,036. The NASDAQ down 34 points at 24.24. And the S&P is down 14 cents at 13.37.